Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the daytime and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Want to do a roll call?
Sure. Cashmore?
Here.
Cunningham?
Here.
DeJulio? DeCio?
Here.
Duffy?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Long's not here. Farnot's not here. Smith?
Here.
McGinley? Not here.
Okay.
McGinley and Knott are within the 200 feet of the only application on tonight's.
Do they have stepped down?
I believe so.
We'll skip the oath of office because Peggy's not here. Memorialization of resolution, Robert C. Larry D. and Larry D. Stop, 290 Ocean Avenue, Block 30, Lot 46.
I sent this one actually.
Yeah, any discussion or motion on it?
Yeah.
The pump zone, I mean, yeah.
I'll make a motion.
With Duffy and Lexstein?
We need a roll call.
Okay, Cashmore?
Yes.
Cunningham?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Resolution for Capio. Can't speak tonight. Too much wind today. 10 East New Street, Block 20, Lot 3. Discussion or motion?
Again, you've had this for
a while.
On East New Street.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember. All right, I'll make the motions. Yeah, I'll say that.
Hey, Cashmore?
Yes.
Cunningham?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
About all of them.
Oh, okay. And Smith?
On to Guy Polinsky. Welcome.
Come on up, bring everything you have up here. Okay, hang on until you get up here. I'm going to swear you in and we'll get you going, but just make sure you have, no, you can stand right by Mr. Smith. There's a Bible. Throw your left hand on it. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony of your best gift is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And state your name and spell your last name for the record. Okay, and for the record board, I have reviewed the notice, the proof of mailing, the affidavit of publication, all are in good order. The board can accept jurisdiction. I've marked the jurisdictional packet as A1. In your papers, you should also have a survey prepared by Jack Held, dated 5/4/13, with handwritten markings on it. I've marked that A2. A3 is a photo of, I'm calling it footings. A4 is a photo of the deck. A5 is a photo of the deck pilings, or whatever you call them. A6 is the photo of the underneath of the deck. A7 is a photo of the stairs. A8 is a drawing of the stairs. A9 is a drawing of the posts. And A10, I believe, is a drawing of the rail. Mr. Belinsky, obviously these improvements are in already, and I guess then you realize there was a problem. Okay, just for the record, it's the rear yard, 15 feet is required, that was existing under the deck and the stairs. The variance would be for an 8-foot rear yard setback. There had been a shed previously back there, and that's been removed?
Yes.
Okay. And why don't you just tell us the dimensions of the deck and just...
It's just under the width of the house. 18 feet across.
Okay.
And it comes out about 5 feet, and then there's a staircase. I could have just done the stairs, but where they had put the door when they lifted the house, you had to go to the end of the property and then down the stairs to be a full flight of stairs. The dimensions of the lumber and footings, everything is oversized. I don't know if that's your concern with structure.
No, just that you know, just you're into the setback, so we just have to get that. So I'm just going to we'll just maybe look at some of the photos. A4, that's the deck itself, right? And it's not a very wide depth of a deck. It goes the width of the house, but you're only about 5 feet, so you didn't extend too much.
So you could walk down to get a full flight of stairs down.
Okay.
Second form of egress.
And then these, the second form of egress onto your newly elevated home, is that right?
Yes.
And A7, looks like the stairs are going up to that deck.
Yes.
They're the offending stairs that push it into the violation. And obviously you didn't go straight back. They kind of are out and down to this.
Yeah, that's from the parallel with the house.
Okay.
By code, they had to do a certain width. Okay.
And in order to have it cut down like that, you needed to have that clearance at the top of the deck. You couldn't go right into the house from that.
Right, because when the house was raised, all the mechanicals were put in the corner. So if I was to close up the door and reconfigure the kitchen, I still wouldn't have been able to put the door at the very end of the house and walk out the stairs and come down. So this was my only work.
And this, obviously, again, you didn't say it, but you've elevated your home since standing.
Yes.
And so your only point of access prior to this deck was in the front, is that it?
Before the house was raised, there was the access from the front and the side. But I don't have front area on the side for the visual staircase.
Okay. Right. Right, or the back.
Sorry to say that. It's a very tight area.
And the building's behind me, it's the two restaurants, and there's no windows. I don't think I'm impeding it visually, although aesthetically it's much easier to set against in San Diego.
Any discussion or questions from the board?
Since you have the stairs there, you look at your house and you can set that. I don't think you needed relief for that. Because you were able to do that.
Yeah, you know.
I think that's only for the front.
I think it's for the main entrance.
But this was a necessity for him to access the backyard. I mean, this isn't a deck to hang out. This is just to get out and then go down the stairs.
And you really want to. Forms of egress.
It's two means of egress. It's an alternate means of egress. If you didn't do this, you don't have a condo.
It's been done a lot of different ways in town since Sandy and all the houses started getting raised, but in this particular case, it looks like it kind of works out fine. Yeah.
There's mechanicals in the back, the access down to the
back. Why don't we open up to the public, see if there's anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement. If not, the public portion is now closed.
I'll move the application.
Second. We have a roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Cunningham?
Yes.
Giulio?
Yes.
Castillo?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Well done.
Good luck in the building process.
Thanks.